Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. We are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Mem Hei, and today we start with Sif Yud Dalet, where we'll be discussing what are the parameters of the domain that is called a karmelist. This is one of the four domains we've been talking about in the Simen, and we begin at the very top line, Sif Yud Dalet. Nuchaber tells us, Ezehu karmelist. What is the definition of a karmelist? He says, Mokom she'ein hiluch l'rabim. It's a place where the public doesn't automatically go through that area. It's not a public thoroughfare, albeit the public has a right to be there. Kigon, for example, what are such areas? Yam, a lake, ocean. Ubika, a valley, an open area. V'itztavonis, v'itztaba. The Rama will explain these two in a moment. I'll come back to them in a second. Shelifnei ho'amudim v'rishus harabim. These two areas are in front of the pillars that were separating the rishus harabim from the stores, and this area is not called the rishus harabim, where these itztavonis and itztaba are. That is called the karmelis, even though it's physically connected and there's no actual mechitza between it and the rishus harabim. And these areas over here that are the itztavonis and the itztaba, the Rama tells us, now we go back a little bit, pirish itztavonis, what is an itztavonis? It's mokum shlifnei hachanuyos. This is the place right in front of the stores, shiyoshvim sham hasochrim, that the storekeepers would stand over there and hawk their wares. The itztaba, what is that? That's mokom shemenichin olav prachmatya. That's the tables that would be in front of the stores, or the platforms that would have in front of the stores that they would put their wares out on. So these areas that we just described, the Yam, the Bika, the Itztavonis, the Itztaba, that are by the poles of the Rishus HaRabim, these areas over here are called the Karmelis, assuming they are over here, Rechava Arba, they're 4x4 Tfachim at least wide in length and width, the Gavoa Mishloshi V'Adasar, and they have to be at least 3 Tfachim above the ground, but not more than 10 tefachim above the ground. If they're less than 3 tefachim, so then they're subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim. If they're more than 10 tefachim, they will have a different status to them. They won't be a karmelis. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah to understand this a little bit better. Mishnah Berurah begins in Sifkat and Memches. The Hu Adin Nahar. The same thing applies not only to a lake or an ocean over here, but it would apply to a river as well. And he says, even though, as we've already previously learned, that if you have water inside a well, so that well could still be Rishus HaYochid over here, the water doesn't disqualify it, it doesn't consider it filled up, and it's if it's not there, no, we say that the hole is still there. But over here, when you're dealing with a lake or an ocean or a river, so Yesh Lomar, the difference is, the Kol Choritz She'eno Mishufa Kideshi Yislakid Gova Asorat Tvachim Yitoch Arba Amos Lo Havi Rishus HaYochid. Here we're talking about a ditch, so to say, a hole in the ground that the water is collected into it, that it doesn't become so steep, so deep, so fast, that you wouldn't have within a space of 4 amos as you're going down the incline from the bank over here, you wouldn't reach a depth of 10 tefachim. And therefore, that's why it's not called Rishus HaYochid. If you had that depth, according to this first opinion over here, you would in fact be Rishus HaYochid. And he says, Umatzihu she'etzel sfaso eino omo kokach tekef. It doesn't go and slope down so much near the bank of the river over here, the bank of this lake over here, that you reach within the distance that it would go 4 amos, that you'd be down 10 tefachim. Ken kasav of Morgan of Rum. That's why the Morgan of Rum over here explains that this way, this is a karmelis over here and not a Rishus HaYochid. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down Uba Meiri Niskar Tam. The Meiri gives a different reason. Mishum de hamachitzos rechokos zo mizo ma'od. Because the banks of the river, from one side to the other side, are very far apart. And therefore, enu mitzdarfos lasos mashi b'neim Rishus HaYochid. So even if they have a steep drop off, nevertheless, the walls, so to say, of this Rishus HaYochid are too far away that they can be considered making it into Rishus HaYochid. And therefore, according to the Meiri, Lefi Zeh, Afilum Eitzel Svasahu Amok, even if it's a steep drop-off over here, even within the 4 Amos, it drops more than 10 Tvachim, Gam Kein Eino Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, according to the Meiri, it is not considered the Reis Rishus HaYochid, according to Meiri, Mitam Zeh, based upon what we just said, that the walls are too far away. And in regards to a river, Vinar, even though the river may be somewhat more narrow than a lake or an ocean over here, Kivan the Ido Hashnayim Heim Rechokos Zumizu, Kama Parsos, because while the two sides may be near each other, the river goes on for quite a distance over here, so all four parameters over here of the river, two of them are at least far away, Kama Parsos, a huge distance, so Eina Mitztarvos Leilu Hashnayim, so then we don't connect them together over here to say that these are the walls of Rishus HaYochid. So whether you're dealing over here with a lake or an ocean or a river, it is not considered Rishus HaYochid for the two reasons that we mentioned, either the Mogen Avram or the Meiri. And Mishnah Berurah then says, "Va'afilu l'fi divrei ha'Magen Avraham." Even according to the words of the Magen Avraham, that it doesn't drop off so fast. Nevertheless, midi rabbanan karmelis heve b'chol inyan. It nevertheless would be a karmelis in any respect over here. K'mo shemukach v'menu b'sof dvarv, as you can see from the end of his words. V'imhoya rekak mayim b'rishus harabim. If you have a puddle in the rishus harabim, a collection of water there. And the people nevertheless go through there because it's not such a difficult thing for them to go through. So if this puddle over here is not deeper than 10 tvachim, so therefore, even though it's not 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, since it's easy to go around it, they either jump over it or they go around it, nevertheless, it doesn't become a separate entity by itself, it retains its status as a rishus harabim. But he points out, then the same halacha would apply if there was a board over it, and the people walked over this puddle via this board. Nevertheless, still, heavy rishus harabim. This would all still be called a rishus harabim. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Rashi. And Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf, Mashma Ketzas, it appears that he holds the low heavy rishus harabim. It wouldn't be considered rishus harabim. Elo imkein harbe bnei adam over mesocha. You would still need a lot of people going through this area for it to be called still a rishus harabim. The imharakak amuka asara. But if the puddle over here is deeper than 10 tvachim, there's nebuch a flood, or rechava arba tvachim, and it's at least 4 tvachim wide, so then heavy karmelis. Then it does have the status of a karmelis kemoyam, just like the ocean or lake that we spoke about at the beginning of this sif. And this is brought down from the Rambam in Perek Yud Daled. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes. He brings down the Prima Godim. I am the Prima Godim, the Mistapik Lomar, who's not certain about this, and he says, Dirak L'chumra Hevik Karmelis. We only consider it in regards to the aspect of the chumra that it's a karmelis. Shelo lehotzi mitoch l'rishus hayochid, that you can't bring from it into rishus hayochid. Midi rabbanan, you're not allowed to bring from a karmelis into rishus hayochid. Avo min haTorah rishus hayochid, but we do consider it a rishus hayochid from the Torah. If it was really rishus hayochid, you'd be allowed to bring it into another rishus hayochid min haTorah, but we treat it as a karmelis and don't allow you to do so. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Memtes says, what is this bikkah? He says, Mokom sados she'ein mukaf mechitzos. These are open fields that don't have walls or mechitzos around them in any way. Sivkot Nun, we said that this area, the Itztavonis and the Itztaba are lifnei ha'amudim rishus harabim, they're before these pillars that are in the rishus harabim. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun, these are amudim, these were poles, heim ha'omdim birishus harabim, v'solim behen ha'tagorim prakmacha. And the businessmen would go and hang things from these poles. They would hang some of their wares from these poles. V'etzlam ha'yu ha'itztavos. And next to them, they would go and place over here their tables, and they would put the rest of their wares on the tables. The Mishnah Berurah tells us from the words of the Mechaber, Shalo Zohar Din Debein Ha'amudim, the Mechaber didn't go and discuss halachically what is the halachic status of between the Amudim. Mashma, it appears that the Mechaber is telling us the Sfirulei, Debein Ha'amudim, Atzma Nidon Kirishos Harabim. That is not a karmelis. In between the poles over here in the Rishus HaRabim, so that area is also called the Rishus HaRabim, Kedas HaRabim, just like the Rambam brought down. However, this is not the opinion necessarily of everybody else. The Mishnah Berurah says, Avol Rov HaPoskim, and you can see who this is in the Shaar HaTzion Ostunhei. He brings us down the name of the Rif, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Tur, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he says there's also the opinion of the Meiri. And he writes that this is Rov HaPoskim, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah here tells us the majority opinion, the Rov HaPoskim, Posku, the Gam Bein HaMudim, even between these poles over here in the Rishus HaRabim, Apogav Dezimnim Dorse Derabim, even though many times the public actually uses that area as a thoroughfare, nevertheless, Kivon She'ein Hiluch Hahiluch Noach Kokach, you have to go in between the poles, so it's not so easy to walk straight over there. Shayo Amudim Harbe Beorech Berochav, because these poles were not necessarily placed in a very orderly fashion, one right after the other, but they were in all different directions. Therefore, these poles can all hold kikarmelis damya, that this has the halachic status of a karmelis and not the halachic status of a rishus harabim. Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes in Sivkot Nun Aleph, Vehi Rechava, we're talking about this area, in order for it to be a karmelis over here, it has to be wider than Arba, 4 by 4 tvachim, and it has to be gavoa mishlosh of yadasor, at least 3 to 10 tvachim tall. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Nun Aleph, uadin leinyan itztavonis. The same thing applies over here to this area where the owners of the stores would sit over there in front of their stores. And in Sivkot Nun Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, and it has to be 4 by 4. The be'ena rochava arba himokum tur. If it's not wide enough to be 4 by 4, so then it is a makom ptur and not a karmelus. Then eno gavoa shlosha, and if it's not at least tvachim high, then it becomes subordinate to the rishus harabim. He rishus harabim, and it doesn't have its own separate status. Vim gavoa asara, and if it's higher than 10 tvachim tall, then he rishus hayachid the chanal b'sifyut. As we've already learned, if you have in the rishus harabim something that is 10 tvachim tall and it's 4x4 wide, so then it's a separate rishus hayachid. You go up to Asora, Sivkot Nun Gimel, the Mishbur explains, Umayri Bishain Rabim Makasvin Olah. We're talking here that nobody uses this to put their packages down upon. The Lav Hochi Betisha, because if not, then if it was 9 Tvachim tall, we previously learned that that would then have the status over here of being a real Rishus Harabim. And according to the other opinion, it said even not 9.0 exactly, but even between 9.0 and 10, the chemitishu adasaro, the dasa yeshomer that we brought down in yesterday's shira, now basif yod, heavy rishus harabim. It would in fact be a rishus harabim. The chaber continues and he writes, the keren zovis hasmuch rishus harabim. If you have the corners of the area right next to the rishus harabim, so that's not really where people go. It's like a side part of the rishus harabim, and people don't traverse that area normally, but it is physically contiguous with the rishus harabim. Kigon, the Rama says, Mavos, you have these alleyways, Sheishlan Shalosh Mechitzos, they're bordered on three sides, let's say by houses or by some walls, but they're directly open into the Rishus HaRabim. The Elohim Lechi, there is no Lechi, a post over there, which we'll learn about, Okora, or a board on the top, on the fourth wall, which can turn something into a Rishus HaYochid. We will learn these Halachs in Yitz Hashem, and this is brought down the name of the Tor. So then, this is a Karmelus as well, and it's not called the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut and dalit. We're talking here v'yesh od perish barashi. Besides the one that we gave over here, that this is just closed on three sides, but open on the fourth side totally to the rishus harabim. Rashi explains kigom. We're talking here shehichnes habayis lesocho v'niach mikarko rishus harabim. That you have the house over here that projects into this area, and the floor of the rishus harabim goes straight into this house over here. In other words, the house is open directly into the Rishus HaRabim. You can actually see a diagram of what this would look like without the adjacent houses next to it in the issue footnote number 40. The issue footnote number 40 adds additional information and is not exactly what we're talking about over here, that there are two houses adjacent to it, so you've actually enclosed with three walls that area that we're talking about. But if you remove the house on the left and on the right of the indented house that you see in the issue diagram from footnote number 40, so then you can see what we're talking about. That would open up directly into the Rishus HaRabim without any mechitzos on the other two sides. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, Inami, he says, an alternate explanation would be Bayish upon of Omed Balachson. We're talking here about the house is opened up on an angle into the Rishus HaRabim. Shazavis Echot Smuch Rishus HaRabim. One corner of it would be next to the Rishus HaRabim. Vashenis, and the other corner, Meshucha Rishus HaRabim Lifnim, would be much more brought inside. So it's like on an angle to the Rishus HaRabim. Vizovis haboletes, and that part that is sticking out over here, ma kevis is a rabim, it prevents the rabim, the people, from being able to walk through there easily. Milikones lahedra, bisoch knisa shozovis acheres, because of this projection outward. The Ramah then told us that there is no lechi or korah over here when we were talking about three walls with fully open on the fourth side to the Rishus HaRabim, and it didn't have a lechi or a korah over there. So the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Hei explains, Dei hayo lechi, if we had a lechi over there, a post, we will learn in Mirtz Hashem that would make it into a Rishus HaYochid. That's what we have over here as a recognition that this is a separate entity, and putting up a lechi or a korah over there would make it into Rishus HaYochid, gomer min HaTorah, linyan zrika. At least in regards, if you threw something into there from the Rishus HaRabim, you would be over Nisa Deraisa. Shazorek Rishus HaRabim, Masoch HaChayiv, if a person were to throw from the Rishus HaRabim into this area that had a lechi in front of a three wall enclosed area, so then that would be an Issa Daraisa. V'gam shoya mutu l'talto b'socha k'chol Rishus HaYochid. And on the Daraisa level, you'd be allowed to carry that area as well because it has the status of Rishus HaYochid. You wouldn't be over carrying Dalet Amos b'Rishus HaRabim. It's Rishus HaYochid. The Kaim Alon, because we hold Lechi Mishum Mechitza. The Lechi, so to say, functions by having that post there. It's as if you have a fourth wall over there. Afilu havi shom rak kora, and if you only had a board over there, the havi rak mishum akera. Now the board works in a different fashion. This board over here would basically show you that you should remind yourself, don't go beyond this point because you're leaving the area that is a Rishus HaYochid and going into an area that is a Rishus HaRabim, nevertheless, even there, Al Koponim, L'kuli Yama, Rishus HaYochid, Ula Inyan Tilto, everybody paskins that that is still called a Rishus HaYochid in terms of carrying within that area. The Talto B'socho Kimo B'shar Rishus HaYochid, and you have permission to go carry within that area like you can within any Rishus HaYochid. There is no Isser at all, not even Midrabanan. V'chol Zehu Rak L'das HaRambam, but this entire opinion is only based upon the Rambam Shita. Avol L'shari Poskim, according to the other Poskim, even without the lechi or the korah, and therefore hazorik mishus rabim l'socha is chayv midaraisa. Even without the lechi or the korah, elul le'inyan tilto also midirabbanon kikamlus. But without the lechi or the korah, then you're not allowed to carry in there because it would be an issur dirabbanon because it would have the same status as the karmelus, and you're not allowed to carry dalet amos in a rishus hakarmelus. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Rishus HaRabim Shu Makorah, if you have an area which would otherwise fit the definition of Rishus HaRabim, but it has a roof over it, which we've learned previously, that no longer makes it Rishus HaRabim, as we can see in Sivkot Nun Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, the Eino Dome Ledigle Midbar, because this is no longer like the encampment of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Shaloh Hayal Makorah L'Milamala, that didn't have a roof on top of it. And the issue footnote number 41 reminds us that we've already learned a lot of these dinim, and he says that if the roof over here is dalet tvachim by dalet tvachim, so then underneath that it loses the status of being a rishus harabim. That area is considered a karmus, but if the roof is less than dalet tvachim by dalet tvachim, so then it doesn't lose its status of being a rishus harabim. Mechaber continues and says, as well, another area that's a karmelis is a tail, a little mound, sheyesh bo arbo al arbo, that is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide. However, it never reaches a height, ve'eno gavo asara. So this is a separate entity, and it's not considered a rishus hayochid because it doesn't reach a height of 10 tvachim. And therefore, in this situation, it is a karmelis. The Mishnah Berurah explains, as if katan nun zayin, if it's 4 by 4, then we have this question, because if it's not 4 by 4, the ilav hachi, then heavy makom p'tur, then it's not a entity that could possibly be a Rishus HaYochid, it would be a Makom Ptur, as we've already learned, and Mitzvah Hashem will learn further when we discuss Makom Ptur in Sif Yotes, in an upcoming shir. And Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains, it doesn't reach a height of 10, because then it would be a Rishus HaYochid, but if it's less than 10, so then it doesn't have the status of Rishus HaYochid. Vim Hayo B'Tzimtzum Tisha, and if it's exactly 9.0, so then we discuss this Ayin Le'el B'Sif Yod, we discuss what the Halach is, if it's 9.0, or if it's 9.0 to 10. Ayin in Sifyud yesterday shir. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and says another area that's a karmelis is v'kein choritz shu arbo al arbo. If you have a ditch in the Rishus HaRabim over here that is 4 by 4 tvachim wide, but ve'eino amuk asara, but it doesn't reach the depth of 10. So this is the parallel situation of a height of up to 10. So a depth of less than 10 also has the same status over here. All of these are examples of a karmelis. Sif Tesvav, the Mechaber writes, Bayis She'en Tocho Asora. If a house doesn't have inside of it 10 tvachim, but when you look at the rooftop, so let's say the house is 9 point something, and then the roof makes it 10. V'keiruyo Mashlim Ole Asora. So now, from the outside, if you looked at it, you have 10 tvachim. If you look at it from the inside, it's only 9.5 tvachim. And we're talking here, V'yeshbo Arbal Arba, the area inside has a length and a width over here of at least 4 by 4. So it's a separate Rishus from that dimension. So what do we consider the inside? Is it Rishus HaYochid, or is it something else? So the Mechaber tells us, Tocho Karmelis. The inside has the status of a Karmelis because it's not 10 tvachim of hollow space on the inside. It's 9.5, let's say. But on top of it, V'al Gabo Rishus HaYochid, but on top of this roof, so then that is 10 tvachim high, and it's 4 by 4 tvachim wide, length, and width. So therefore, that on top area, even if it's in a Rishus HaRabim, so that area on top fits the definition that we've discussed already previously of being a Rishus HaYochid. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Tes explains, Hayinu v'chalolo, we're talking about the space inside doesn't reach, it's 4 by 4, but it doesn't reach 10. The E, ein b'chalolo arba l'arba, because if it's not 4 by 4, then 2, ein al tochu shem karmelis, then it certainly can't be a karmelis. It would be a makom ptur. So in this situation, Sivkot and Samach, we said Tocho Karmelis, Kivan de Mivithin, Einam Chitzus Gvos Asar, because looking at it from the inside, it doesn't reach a height of 10, so it doesn't reach the status of Rishus HaYochid. But the top is a Rishus HaYochid, Sivkot and Samach Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kivan Shegavo Asham Asar, because it's 10, Tzvachim tall, and it's 4 by 4 wide, so therefore that's the definition of Rishus HaYochid. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if you hollow out in the bottom part an area that's 4 by 4 tvachim wide, now that you have a depth total of 10, even if you only did this at the emsa and you didn't go all the way to the walls, nevertheless, now that you made the whole inside by hollowing out an area 4 by 4 going digging down, so the inside now has a dimension of 10, so it's called the Rishus HaYochid. Mr. Bruce of Kun Samach Beis writes, Bekarka Beis, throwing out here on the floor, but Omik Lahashlum Shei Govasar, to make it into a total of 10, from the bottom of the floor to the top roof. Sivkon Samach Gimel, wrote to Lomer, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us the Mechaber means to say, Afilu Rochok Yoksim Yisholosh Tvachim, that the hole over here that you're digging, from its border, it's still more than three Tvachim away from the wall. The Lekka Lamema do Lovud. We don't have this principle of Lovud. A very important halachic principle, halachic Moshe Mitzinai, which we don't have time to discuss today. We've run out of time, so Mitzvah Hashem, we will pick this up tomorrow. That concludes today's share.